The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. As we faced 2014, it's not a pretty picture. Religious liberty is being squeezed out of the public realm more and more. And remember, this is the liberty which is the foundation of all other liberties. Our national debt is now more than $50,000 per every man, woman, and child who are American citizens. This year, we could easily reach the point when investors pull out their money from loans to our government, which would bankrupt it. The chaos is growing, and dictators have always risen to power on the crest of chaos. And yet, I have hope in the God of the Bible. He has always shown up whenever a people let the desperation drive them to Him. When Judah was surrounded by the Assyrian army, the cruelest, most powerful army on earth, God's people cried out in repentance to Him. It was then He sent an angel and killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one night. Proverbs warns us and encourages us with these sobering words. They would have none of my counsel, God said. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay him, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearkens unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. There is hope. In a day of desperation, into Ireland walked one man, but a man who was not alone. Patrick came to Ireland about 432 AD, and in the next 28 years, he would be a channel through which God changed a heathen nation into one of the most Christian nations in all of history. He began to share Christ with individuals and groups of people. Wherever people would listen, he faithfully told them the story of Jesus and his death for our sins, and his resurrection for our restoration. Hundreds turned to Christ, including many leading citizens and rulers in Ireland. He was opposed by a cultic priest known as the Druids. They confronted him and tried to use their powers of magic to stop him. God, in turn, performed such miracles through Patrick so as to confound their satanic work, and many of the Druid priests turned to Christ and were converted. The rulers who turned to Christ wanted to know how to rule their clans by the principles of the Bible. So Patrick lifted out many of the civil laws God gave to Moses for the Jews and wrote a civil law code translated as the Book of the Law of Moses. He revised their current laws to agree with biblical principles in a book called Cinque Mors. With these two books of biblically based law, he placed the house of their clans on the solid rock which Jesus taught would stand the storms of life. Patrick's work in establishing biblical civil law would be the foundation of British common law, and that would become the foundation of America's Declaration of Independence and Constitution. Patrick understood what we must learn, though America's founders understood this so well. That is, the reforming of a culture starts with the conversion of individuals to Christ. But if that awakening is to continue to future generations, it must extend to the institutions of education, economy, and government. Will you let God use you in the conversion of the lost? Will you let Him then use you to reshape the institutions by changing one mind at a time to think biblically? There is hope for our land if we do it this way, His way. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.